iPad event.
iPad event.
We are getting the iPad event. Finally, after like waiting way too long. You remember you remember at like before WWDC, I was like, yeah, we're gonna get new iPads. Like, I was so sure of it. I was positive we were getting new iPads at WWDC. Then that passed and I was sad. And then the iPhone event came around. I was like, this is when we're getting iPads. This is when we get a new iPad Pros. And then that passed and I was sad. We're finally getting them.
Yeah, you were sad up until, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago when this event was announced.
When that, and you sent me a text message, and I was basically doing backflips. Not really, because I can't do backflips, but I was doing emotional backflips.
Yeah, yeah.
I had people asking me what is going on. I think they thought I won the lotto or something. I'm excited for iPads. We're kind of out of our normal schedule. We just kind of wanted to do a bonus, like, quick episode. And, like, we're going to try and make this as quick as possible, too. But you and I just kind of wanted to talk about a few things we're expecting to see with these new iPads and not... we don't want to make a big, you know, 2-hour-long episode out of it, because we know a lot of other podcasts are going to talk about this as well. But we're excited about this.
Yeah, we're both excited about this, and I kind of want to get on record of, like, what I expect to see happen, if only because I could have bragging rights that I was correct on all of them.
Yeah, we got to get these. We have to get them officially in. Our iMessage conversation apparently doesn't count whenever I guess something and it's right.
If you want this to work and you want to have your predictions on the Apple event, you have to make a podcast about it. It's kind of required. It's one of those things that needs to be done. So this is our episode for that.
You want to go first and say what you're kind of expecting to see?
I am expecting Face ID on the iPad, but not two instances of Face ID where there's one on the portrait side and one on the landscape side. I'm expecting one that will rotate, that will work in both orientations.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would, if there was two instances of Face ID on this device, that would be crazy and expensive too. So
extremely expensive, yeah.
I would agree with that. Do you think it's going to be, so if you're holding the iPad in landscape, do you think it's going to be on the left side or the right side, or is it going to be on the top, like if you're holding it landscape?
My guess is that it will be on the top when it's landscape. So it'll be on the right or left side when it's portrait.
Interesting. Now, if that's the case, I honestly have no idea either way. I really don't know. But if that's the case, I really hope to see the Apple logo on the back get turned. Because right now it's sideways when it's sitting, because the iPad Pro is like the canonical iPad Pro in my head is an iPad sitting on the smart connector keyboard, and it like that, the Apple logo is sideways. And I mean, it's not the first time an Apple product has the Apple logo like the wrong way. Like, look at the original PowerBooks and I'm blanking on the other one.
The iBooks?
Yeah. Those. They had the Apple logo upside down. So, and I'd like to see the Apple logo the right way. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to Apple's website and look at the iPad Pro stuff, they have more stuff in landscape than they do in portrait mode for the iPad Pro. So,
yeah, I think
it would make sense from a marketing standpoint to have it side, to have it turned 90 degrees, but who knows?
I think it's kind of the canonical representation. So I'm thinking the thing that we're going to get is the smart connector will be relocated. We've kind of seen some leaks on this. It's going to be relocated to the back, and it may not even be called the smart connector anymore. It might be something completely different. But I have a feeling they're putting it on the back so they can put more pins in it so it can have more functionality. So it can do different things, whether a hat can provide more power to different things. So maybe you can get a more traditional style, like laptop keyboard case. That's something that's a little more clamshell that opens and closes that way. Maybe it has backlighting or something like that, but it can provide more power, and maybe it can do something else too, like have some sort of trackpad support. You never know.
Interesting. That's not part of your that's not part of your
not the trackpad support. Like I would expect we would need to see a major software update released alongside new hardware. So maybe iOS 13 and that, but maybe that's, you know, they're thinking ahead and that could be a part of it in a future update. I for the record, I do not expect to see trackpad support on October 30th.
I don't think that would be the case at all.
I think there would be some leaks in software before we'd see that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And the smart connector was a pick that I had in my list, and this one kind of goes alongside with it, so I'll just use this one. I think that we're going to have USB-C charging capabilities with the iPad. And the reason that that comes together with the smart connector is I think the smart connector will have a Apple Pencil adapter, because, as you know, the Apple Pencil currently charges via Lightning. And if you have USB-C, it won't charge with the Lightning port. So I think that there's going to be an accessory that Apple is going to put out for these new iPads that will allow first-generation Apple Pencils to be charged through the iPad with just the smart connector still with it. It will just be plugged into it. Or there might be an adapter from USB-C to Lightning. Who knows? But there's going to be something that's going to be created with that. But I think USB-C is something that needs to come to the iPad, and I think it's coming with this new, with these new ones that are coming out.
So I agree with the USB-C part. I think that is coming. I think a lot of talk has been behind that it's support for external displays, like better support for it. Like you'll be able to go in settings, change resolution and aspect ratios and things like that, which would be really cool, because I still have a 4K monitor that I forgot about sitting in a closet. So I'm totally going to bust that out if this is the case.
Yeah.
So my pick is that there's just going to be a new Apple Pencil, and that first generation Apple Pencil support won't be supported on these new iPads. That there'll be a new Apple Pencil, and it'll have new pairing, kind of like the crayon, the Logitech crayon. I can't say that. I can't say crayon right. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's either crayon or crayon. You can't say it any way other than those two ways.
I just can't say it. So whatever, you guys know what I mean. So I think it'll be kind of pairing like that. I think it uses NFC to do that, like it when you get near it. And then charging wise, I imagine it'll have like a USB-C end. But I also, I'm going to make a twofer on this one. Not only will there be a new pencil, but it'll also have new functionality like a button. So on the Verge podcast, and some other people have picked up on this already, on the Verge podcast, the Adobe guy that's in charge of the Photoshop on the iPad thing, which we have not talked about, and I'm super excited about, but that's a whole nother episode. He talked about how there is additional, this isn't the exact quote because I don't remember what it is, but additional support for the Apple Pencil will be coming. And I think that means he knows something. So a lot of times Apple works really closely with developers and stuff for like their demos and to get stuff working on new hardware. I would not be surprised to see a button on the new Apple Pencil, and that it does, like, it's programmable per application, which would be really cool. So you could program like a button to do specific things in Photoshop, or even better for me, specific things in Ferrite. So like if I hit the button, it makes a cut where the cursor is and stuff like that. Like that would be pretty cool.
That's bold. Like,
that's not even like my craziest idea. I have a crazier one too.
Oh, okay. All right.
Honestly expect to see that happen. I expect a button, and I expect it to have USB-C and like the new pairing that works with the Logitech crayon.
All right. If you're right, that's a Hail Mary that just makes it right to the end zone.
That's not even my biggest Hail Mary.
Oh man. Okay. I think that we're going to come with two new iPad Pro sizes.
Okay.
Obviously, we're going to be going bezel-less since Face ID is almost confirmed, if not already confirmed, that Face ID is coming with this. So the home button's going away, and there's going to be a new form factor where it's going to be a lot less bezel. And I think that what's going to happen with the iPad is that the 10.5 is going to go to like an 11 or 11.1 size screen, and the 12.9. Well, the 12.9 is still up in the air. I think the 12.9 would actually stay the same size, but the footprint will be much smaller. And those are my two picks. There'll be two new iPads with new form factors, with an 11-inch screen and a 12.9 screen, which has been in the rumors for months now. But I think that's my pick, is that there's going to be a new one. And I know you have lots of things to say with this, Chris. My first question to you is, do you have an inclination, if both of these do come out, which one are you going to get as of today?
How much time we got?
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. You asked the question.
I regretted it immediately.
No, I kind of agree. I think the smaller one will go to an 11 inch. Like the screen will get bigger. I think the bigger one will go. The physical size of the iPad will shrink, but the screen size will stay the same at 12.9. Just okay. Because if you look yep. at aspect ratios and like the way that it would all work out. If I did my math right. And I don't know if I did or not. So don't quote me on this. But if the iPad, the smaller iPad does go to 11 inches and it maintains a certain DPI, it should be able to have two full screen iPad apps side by side. Ooh. So like you know how right now on the smaller iPad, if you put them two apps next to each other, it will show the iPhone version of them.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Yeah, it's
weird.
I could be wrong. Like I didn't like tweet about this or write anything about this because I genuinely think I could be wrong because I like math, but math isn't my strongest suit. So let's keep this between us, guys. Let's not let this blow up in my face.
As you say, to a recorded podcast that many people listen to.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm saying it on a podcast and not on Twitter or on YouTube or something, because I'm afraid it would blow up there. So I think that might be the case. I don't know. So that would be interesting. Sitting here right now, the one that I'm still leaning for, and I've actually been leaning towards it for like 3 weeks now, is the smaller one. Just because I want to be able to sit down at the couch and read a book or read an article or something like that, and then move to my desk and sit down and edit a video. And I think if the iPad is an 11 inches, I think I could do that with everything. Like, I think that would just work across the board for me, especially if the two side-by-side apps become full-screen iPad apps. If that's the case, small iPad, done deal.
Okay.
That being said, a couple months after these all come out and stuff, I will probably end up buying the big one too and live that multi-pad lifestyle.
I can't wait for your bank account to literally just scream at you, "Why are you doing this?"
Yeah. So, okay. So my next thought is, and this is going to be kind of a boring one for a lot of people, the A12X chip, and it may not even be called the A12X chip because Apple skipped a generation. I don't remember if I think the current ones are the A10X, so there's not really an A11X right now. Mm-hmm. So it may be A11X, it may be A12X because that's what's in the new iPhones. Naming aside, it doesn't matter. I think it's going to be heavily GPU focused, and I also think we'll get more RAM. So the current iPad Pros have 4 gigs of RAM. I wouldn't be surprised to see if that goes to 6 or maybe 8. I don't think it'll be 8. I think it'd be 6 gigs of RAM. There'll be some sort of like screen improvement or something like that. I would not be surprised. So, you know, on the iPhone XR, they have that liquid LCD or LED. Is it liquid LCD LED? Yeah.
I don't know.
I forget one which one. Two. It's one of those. I wouldn't be.
It's not plasma, I'll tell you that much.
It's not plasma, and it's not OLED. So I would not be surprised. Thank God it's not plasma. Oh, or OLED. I honestly
Can
don't
you imagine.
I honestly
a plasma phone.
I honestly don't even want an OLED iPad because I leave my iPad on for so long. I would get burning. Like I know I'd get burning. So I actually don't want an OLED iPad. So this liquid whatever, I think that's going to be the screen tech that's on this. So anyway, crazy chip, like chip GPU focused, more RAM, and probably the liquid screen. I know that's three different things, but I think they kind of all go together, to be honest. Like I think if you're going to get those screens, you're going to need more RAM and you're going to need a GPU to be bumped a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know enough about the hardware side of things and how RAM is used and everything, but there was a really interesting ATP episode that came out recently as of the time we record this that they talked about the new Photoshop app for iPad and how it's going to handle with RAM. John Syracuse had a lot of really interesting questions and thoughts on it and stuff, so if you want to hear more about this kind of stuff, that if like that stuff interests you, or if you want to know more about it, go check out ATP, and I'll have a link in the show notes for it. So that's three each. Do you want to go into crazy pick time?
I think we should go to crazy pick time. I'm really curious what your crazy pick is, and my crazy pick is going to drive you crazy.
Okay, my crazy pick, and this is 100% because I saw a tweet from Federico Fittici on this. As you know, Chris, the new iPad event came out with a bunch of amazing illustrations that were sent out to everyone. Each person that got an invite got a unique Apple logo created for them.
Correct.
It wasn't necessarily for them, but they were all unique invitations.
Yeah, there was like 300 and something at last count.
Yep, yep. And there was a tweet that Federico Vicici posted about Apple possibly using these invitations as a means to show off a new illustration app that they're creating that could come with the new iPads.
Okay.
So that's my pick, is that there's going to be some sort of Sherlocking done as far as illustration apps go for the iPad that Apple will create or come out with the new iPads or show off for future release. In some way, form, or fashion, there's going to be an illustrating app that they will show off as Apple's illustrating app.
Ooh, I would have left that pick a little bit broader. I would have just said there's a new illustration app because Adobe announced that they are working on an Illustrator, like a version of Illustrator for the iPad. I think it's going to be called something else, but
I think Project Gemini is what it's called or something like that.
I think like Apple would say like, hey, that's going to be the app a lot of people use. So I think I would have left that one a little broader.
I'm sticking with my guns here. I think Apple's going to come out with something on their own.
All right. That's good. Well, our crazy picks are along the same lines, but mine gets a little more, you know, those walls with all the red string and like photos and stuff like crazy people have.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Okay. So mine's a little more like that. Okay. So you guys ready?
All right, do I need to get a drink for this? Is this a long one? What is this?
Yeah, you might need a drink. Probably something with rum, something a little strong.
Okay.
The event is not in San Francisco. It is not at the Steve Jobs Theater. It is in Brooklyn at a music school. Cool. Mm-hmm. Apple typically doesn't go to other places. Like they rarely leave the Bay Area. Like the last time that happened was earlier this year at a school, and they had a school specific event. So my thought is, oh, this is at a music place. That's very interesting. What if the new iPad Pro is finally getting Pro apps from Apple, and it's Logic? So makes sense. Like just reading the tea leaves, like it totally makes sense in my head. Also, my head's filled with a lot of other crazy stuff that could happen at this event that I'm not going into because I might get committed and not be able to watch the event.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, Logic. Like, why else would they have it at a music academy? Like,
yeah. Okay, I'm not pausing for effect. I literally am speechless with your pick.
Because it's good.
It does make sense.
It's good.
It's really good.
I actually thought you were going to take that one. I was kind of getting nervous because when you said tweeted, I was like, did I tweet about it? And yes, I did. So... So I have already said this one out loud, but I firmly believe, with no evidence whatsoever to support it, just my gut, and I'd say my gut's about 50-50 when it comes to iPad Apple events, and
sure,
and the crazier it is, usually that drops off. But I think honestly we'll see Logic. I don't know if we'll see Final Cut, and I highly doubt we'll see Xcode. Xcode seems like the last one we would see because of all the stuff that has to come with it. Logic seems like a good first step because, for a video editor, for Final Cut, you have video and audio. So Logic seems like the best place to start. And then maybe Final Cut Pro comes a year later, and then Xcode a year or two after that.
Okay. That sounds like a decent timeline in the event that Logic is actually coming, which now I want it to. Like, I didn't think I wanted that, and now I do.
I absolutely want it. I don't know... I doubt it would replace Ferrite for me because I'm so fast at Ferrite now. Like I'm just used to it, and I have everything built the way I do. But seeing a Pro app from Apple means, again, they're committed to the platform. This is what they want to see. These are the kind of apps that they believe belong on the platform, and more of that follows. So more video editors and you know, graphic editors and special effects editors and stuff pop up.
Man, that's such a good one, Chris.
Well, that's kind of it for me, unless you got anything else you want to add.
No, I'm just excited to see what happens with this event. And I can actually watch it before I have to go to work because it's at Eastern time now, not Pacific time. So
yeah, it's at 7 a.m. my time, which I imagine a lot of people aren't happy about on the West Coast, but I'm super excited about because that means it's over by 9 a.m. So at like 9:15, 9:30, I'm going to do a YouTube live deal on my channel, and then I'm going on a couple of podcasts too. So look out for that, and yeah, it should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, and we'll obviously talk about it here on our episode too, but it'll be our regular schedule.
Yeah, we'll try and or maybe we'll release it early or something, because I think it would be a couple weeks out. Yeah, we'll take a look at it, but we will definitely be talking about it.
With that said, Chris, I think it's time for you to tell us where we can find you if you do want to watch the live stuff, and you know, maybe throw a couple of the podcasts that you're going to be on if you want to as well. So where can people find you?
You can find all my stuff at theuntitledsite.com. There's a link to my YouTube channel on there, and if you subscribe and stuff, I can't believe I'm going to say this. If you smash that bell, you will get a notification of when that YouTube live thing happens. I cannot believe I just said that out loud. As far as the podcast I'm going to be on, I'm not entirely sure if they want me to say. I don't really know. So I don't know if they're doing like a surprise thing. So I will tweet about it. So you can find me on Twitter at Chris_Lolly when those come out. Jeff, what about you?
Yeah, you can find everything I'm going to be doing on tablethabit.com. I don't know if I'll be live tweeting the event or not.
Because Twitter ruined that.
A, Twitter ruined it, and B, I just don't think live tweeting about it is worthwhile for me. For someone that's not at the event. So we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll do some tweeting here and there about things that aren't specific to timing. But you know, if you're interested in my Twitter, is what I'm getting at. You can follow me over at I am Jeff Perry on Twitter. Links to all of this and more will be in the show notes or over at aslabofglass.com/20. Happy 20 episodes, Chris, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the event.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later. I'm just gonna keep doing backflips.
Don't hurt yourself.
No promises.